And Tuesday brings help from Michelle Singletary. She writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post. She is our personal finance contributor. Michelle spoke with Day to Day's Alex Chadwick about how to budget for a new baby.
Michelle, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And does the word that babies are on your mind suggest anything, or?
Yeah, money, money, money. Baby makes broke.
Not in a personal way for you. Well, okay.
Oh, man. I told my husband, I said, you know, we should have got a dog. It would have been a lot cheaper. He didn't listen, and we have three. Listen, you know, babies are just wonderful gifts from God, but they also cost a lot of money. On average, for a family making about $40,000, as much as $7,000 a year in the first 2 years of their life, the more money you make, actually, the more money you spend on baby. But the fact is, many parents need to spend less time in the baby store and more time attending to some of the important financial issues involved with having a baby.
Okay, well, financially, how do you prepare?
One of the first things I think you need to do is get life insurance. The moment you know, the baby comes along, you need to insure your life because now you've got someone who's depending on your income. It's so crucial, and so many families, parents, fail to get life insurance so that if something happens, there's no money to take care of that child. So it's really key that you look at how much it's going to take to raise that baby or that child until they graduate from college and possibly a couple years after that because there are a lot of kids coming back home. We call them boomerang babies. So that's one of the first things you need to do is to look at your life insurance policy and get enough life insurance.
What about life insurance on the baby?
Well, you know, interesting you ask that because lots of parents ask me that. I have one question. Does the baby bring in any income? Is the baby working? Life insurance is income replacement. So unless the baby is some superstar and is bringing in money to the family, you don't need life insurance on the baby. You need life insurance on yourself.
Are there other kinds of things you should do, like disability insurance, that kind of thing? Or?
Here's a fact that lots of parents don't realize. You're more likely to become disabled than to die. So possibly it may be more important to get disability insurance before life insurance, although I'd certainly advise that you do both if you can afford it. You know, if you can't afford a full policy that replaces 60 to 70% of your salary, which is recommended, get one that replaces 30 or 40%, but do something.
Should new parents think about saving for college right away? That is, when the baby's born, you immediately start putting money in that fund.
Oh, absolutely. By the time you change that first poopy diaper, you should have money in the bank because the statistics show it's going to cost a fortune to send them to college. So the day you bring that baby home, that next paycheck, start putting some money away for college. And given the cost of a public university education and an inflation rate of about 5%, which is what tuition has been going up over the last several years, if you get a growth rate of, say, 8%, now I know that's high considering what's going on in the market, but let's just say, for example, say that over the life of your child, by the time they need to go to college, you can get a growth rate of 8%. All you need to save is about $250 a month, according to one financial expert. Now, some families, that's a lot of money, but for others, it's not. And if you start early, you don't have to save as much.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, and she's the author of the book, 7 Money Mantras for a Richer Life. Michelle, thank you.
You're welcome.
That interview by Day to Day's Alex Chadwick.